well away before I blew their house, McGinty. Just as I made sure a lot of other jobs went wrong.
You were there when old Stanger got taught a lesson. That makes you an accomplice.
I stopped Baldwin from kicking the man to death.
That makes me something else.
It makes you something special right now. Something very special. Why, you?
Not one more word out of you, Baldwin.
Brother!
Or you, Counselor McGinty.
If any one of you escapes the noose, you know what you have to do. I've said all I have to say. Get me away from this filthy traitor!
Sergeant!
All right, move! Move! Come on.
You okay? My God, Andrew. I wouldn't go through those months again for 10 times the money.
You got those devils, and that's what counts.
Yes, I got them. But I had to go to hell to do it. Come on, let's finish the job.
Many extra men of the Coal and Iron Police had been brought in secret into the small township of Vermissa for that night's work. Lodge 341 was soon no more. In the early hours of the next morning, a beautiful woman and a young man, fresh-faced, large-eyed and smiling, could be seen at the small hut which served as Vermissa's railroad station.
I knew it. I knew you could never be like them. Oh, John.
Oh, my Lord.
The special train sent by the railroad company made a swift, unbroken journey away from the land of coal, iron, clank, and roar. It was the last time Etty Shafter and her lover ever set foot in the Valley of Fear. Ten days later, they were married, with old Jacob Shafter as witness of the wedding. The trial of the Scourers was held far away from any place where their adherents might have terrified the guardians of the law. The work of Bertie Edwards was complete.
That's the past, Mr. Douglas. What he wants is your story of the present.
No, wait. Just wait. Are you truly Jack Douglas of Burlston Manor?
I am, sir. Leastways, I am now.
Then whose death have we been investigating these last 2 days?
And where the devil did you spring out from?
Mr. Mack, he wouldn't read that excellent pamphlet.
The History of the House. Of course.
Yes, it really is very informative. The architecture, the design, the gardens, the various owners, the concealment of King Charles during the Civil War.
Apparently, your people didn't hide in those days without reliable places to hide in.
And the bolt hole that's been used once can be used again. How long have you been playing this trick on us, Mr. Holmes?
Yes, how long have you let us waste our time and our efforts on a wild goose chase?
Not for one instant. It was only last night that I knew for sure that the dead man wasn't Jack Douglas, but your elusive cyclist. And that Douglas was almost certainly still in the house, waiting for quieter times and his chance to slip away.
Well, you figured it out right. So is this still a murder investigation, or isn't it?
Mr. Douglas? I don't know how I stand under your law, but I'll tell you this. There's been nothing in this business I wouldn't do again. And I think the same goes for Ivy and Cecil Dan.
We've done nothing we're ashamed of.
Nothing.
It all comes down to this. There are men who have good cause to hate me. They hunted me from Chicago to California, and they chased me out of America. But when I moved here and settled down with a new name and a new life, I thought they'd never find me. Well, I was wrong.
You saw one of these men when you went into Tunbridge Wells.
The worst of them all. But I know my business, Mr. Holmes. I made sure he didn't see me.
You came back here and waited for him to track you down.
I did. It happened a damn sight sooner than I was expecting.